Hola, hola. Hello, hello. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Hey, guys, you know the beauty about working at home is that I am standing up. Would you believe it? I'm standing up. Hola, hola. Bienvenidas a otro episodio de Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded quiere decir Woman of Success Without Limits. Orale, orale. So today's podcast, guys, we're going to talk about me being a Latina, a badass, chingona Latina, and I make no apologies for it. I'm sorry I have a potty mouth. No, I'm not sorry. But it is important for me to stand strong and come out of the closet, guys. Enough is enough. So, in this episode, we're going to talk about no apologies, and I want to talk a little bit more about what do you do if you're looking for a coach. So, remember that in this podcast, I throw a little bit of Spanglish in there, a little bit of Spanish. Now, I speak both languages perfectly, thank goodness to my parents. My dad was one of those that said, o todo en inglés, o todo en español, pero no me mezcle los dos. That was my dad, right? And so he was really adamant that I don't speak Spanglish, but I do it now just for the fun of it, just because I can. And at my age, that's important, to do things because I can, to do things because they're fun, guys. Estamos aquí y nada más estaba platicando de que yo soy una persona, soy una mujer de éxito sin límites, eso sí. Y a mi ver que éxito tiene una definición para cada persona diferente. So we're not going to argue. No vamos a pelear ni nada de eso. Solamente vamos a hablar, voy a platicar, voy a decir. Una de las cosas que vamos a cubrir hoy es cómo encontrar su coach. How to find your coach. Guys, there are so many people. I've been an educator for over 28 years, okay? So, I think I have the opportunity and I think I have created a platform in which I can speak. Yes, I am known as the Latina Rebel Professor. They knew me as that from the moment I graduated college. I was the one that was bucking the system because it didn't make any sense to me. And I, you know, if you're a teacher and you're listening to me, I'm really sorry, but the truth of the matter is after becoming a principal, I realized that I was even more in the right by writing this paper that tenure is a farce. How can you use the word tenure and yet give people tenure within 2 years of working? ¿Cómo? In 2 years, you can't really see the person. It's really easy to pretend, and I saw it firsthand, a lot of people getting tenure so that they would never get fired who were in front of the classroom teaching your kids, supposedly teaching your kids, and you were none the wiser. As a parent, you were none the wiser. So, yes. See? Yes. Soy la Latina Rebel Professor y no pido disculpas. Para nada no pido disculpas. Siendo directora de una escuela, yo también me fijé que muchos de los maestros que están parados enfrente de del salón enseñando a nuestros hijos y agarrando tenure, como se le llama, después de 2 años, estaban jugando de mentiritas, estaban jugando de ser maestro. A ver, vamos a jugar un poquito al que tú eres el alumno y yo soy el maestro. Yo les voy a decir cómo me peleé con muchos de los maestros que según estaban allí que para enseñar a los alumnos y se la pasaban viendo videos, se la pasaban viendo otras cosas, se la pasaban leyendo, otro lo que no debía de pasar, something that would never happen. I had teachers that were reading the newspaper while your kids were doing worksheets. All right, so I make no apologies for who I am, and I am now free. I am free, 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 and that is so exciting, guys. So now, being that I'm an educator, guys, here's the one thing that I am now moving toward. I am taking those same strategies, guys, and positioning myself and using them to help Latina women grow their businesses and be a coach for Latinas. You look out there and all you see are white people. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with white people. I have many friends that are white people. But here's what I'm saying. Here's what I want to share with you is that if your target market is like mine, if your target market is a Latina, and I want a Latina women who are ready to break free, break through, be free, and find something other than just a J-O-B and become an entrepreneur and learn how to do it with passion, purpose, and profit. Oh my goodness, guys, let me tell you that you need to find the right coach. You really need to get out there and find the right coach. And I am so sorry. I love you all, my coaches, because I've hired over a dozen white coaches. And you know what? I know, I take responsibility that I never got as big as they say they are, seven figures. I only got to six figures, okay? So I'm here with you saying you can get to six figures. You can be a Latina. I can help you. But here's the deal. I know I take responsibility. They claim they can get you to that, but they don't know how. It wasn't until the other day when I realized, wait a minute, can a non-Latina coach really show me how to attract more Latinas? I don't think so. I'm so sorry. And you know, you can call me, like I said, the Latino Rebel Professor. And yes, I am extremely passionate. Sí, muy apasionada. I am the little salsa, right? So you can't tell me how to attract my tribe of more people that feel like me, that speak like me, that eat like me, that dance like me, that look like me. You can't tell me that you know how to do that. I'm so sorry. You can teach me systems and you can teach me, you know, general marketing techniques, but you can't teach me how to attract another Latina if you're not a Latina and if you haven't been a Latina with success. I'm so sorry. I just feel that. And that's just my humble opinion, guys. Just my humble opinion. Una opinión de su servidora. Es todo. Tú no me puedes decir que yo te puedo que yo te puedo preguntar y tú siendo mi coach y eres una blanca que no eres hispana, que tú me vas a decir cómo llegar y jalar y adquirir lo que necesito si mi tribu son latinas. Porque tú no eres latina. ¿Cómo vas a sentir lo que yo siento? ¿Cómo vas a comer lo que yo como? ¿Cómo vas a bailar lo que yo bailo? ¿Cómo vas a pensar lo que yo pienso? No puedes. Tú me puedes enseñar sistemas. Tú me puedes enseñar todo lo que tú quieras de marketing, me puedes enseñar estrategias, paradigmas y todo eso, pero no me puedes enseñar cómo jalar a mi tribu que es latina si tú no sabes lo que es ser y cómo pensamos. Nosotras pensamos diferentes. I'm sorry, we all think differently, guys. We think so differently. And there's nothing wrong. I loved all my coaches and I'm so grateful, and I wouldn't be where I am without all my coaches right now. So don't get me wrong, but I'm telling you, don't do what I did. I spent too much money on all these high-end coaches that in the end, here's what I want. I want to create a legacy of Latina leaders. Oh my God, let's look at what's happening now. Black Lives Matter has opened the door even more on the fact that we need more people representing the people out there. And that was, let me go back to being a principal. The kids used to come to me as a principal and they would say, Miss You, because that's what they called me. Miss You. Yes. Miss You, how come our teachers don't look like us? Or even better, Miss You, my teacher told me that Malasada is a poison. Seriously, guys, this is what we have out there. And yes, there's a lot of resources that we have, but do you know something? The statistics show that the fastest growing segment of the market that are becoming entrepreneurs is Latina women. So I decided that, you know what? I have had a six-figure income salary. I have created a more than one six-figure income business. And I'm not going to lie to you and say seven. I'd love to have seven. And I'm working on seven. But hey, I think I got something to share with you. That's why I became the Latina business coach, the empowering Latina coach, because I know you. I feel you. I am passionate about you. I will be the one right there cheering you on. Now remember, as I've said before, oh goodness, guys, I can't motivate you, but I can inspire you to live your dream. I can inspire you to do what you love. I can inspire you to cherish every moment. I can inspire you to be brave, to take risks. I can inspire you to create your own happiness, have an open mind and heart. I can inspire you to make a real difference in your business for people. And my goodness, I can, whatever vehicle you have chosen, whether it's network marketing, whether it's brick and mortar entrepreneurship, whether it's being a course creator, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen out there, mujeres y hombres, being a course creator is great, but if you are learning how to do a course that is for the general Anglo-Saxon population, you're not going to attract who you really want. Mujeres, de éxito, let's unite. Come join me. Mujeres de éxito, unidas. Podemos ayudar a las otras mujeres. Hay que unirnos. It is time. The time has come to let your Latinaness show, to be proud. You know how many times one of my white coaches told me, no, do not say you're Latina, and do not say that your target market is Latina women. Why? Because then you won't get any people to buy your coaching packages. You won't get any people to join your team. Let me tell you something. They were wrong. They were wrong. Because I have one of the most powerful, strongest, largest Latina teams in my network marketing business here in San Diego. And I am proud, and it is growing. And if you know anybody that's interested in becoming, taking a chance on becoming more than they think they can be, taking a chance and never give up their dreams and never give up being fearless, and they want to make every moment count, and they want to be healthy, and they want to keep their familias healthy, then send them my way, baby. Send them my way. Because I am here to stay. Oh my God, I am here to stay, guys. I've been here for a while. So, I am on a rampage. Yes, I'm going to use that word. I'm on a rampage to support more Latina businesses. I'm on a rampage to support more Mujeres de Éxito Unbounded. Women of Success Without Limits. And if you are a Latina and you don't speak Spanish, it's okay. Come join me anyway. Right? So there are a lot of Latinas out there that were told no by their parents. No, you are in America. Listen, you are in America. You will speak English and you will not speak Spanish. Luckily, my parents were like, you speak Spanish at home and out in public you speak English and you speak it well. And that's what I did, guys. That's what I did. And then my mom became a community resource teacher, and then she became an ESL teacher. And one of the things that I learned from her was her passion. Her passion to teach others to stand up for what they believed, and didn't matter what other people told her, that it mattered that she lived her dream, guys. Her dream was always to own a flower shop. And you know what? Before she got Alzheimer's, porque pobrecita mi mamacita todavía vive, she's got Alzheimer's, she lived her dream. She lived her dream. Gracias a Dios, she lived her dream. All right? So I'm here today to tell you I am no longer, and I hope you join me, going to hide my Latinaness. I am calling you out, Latinas. Mujeres de Éxito Unbounded. If you are listening to this podcast and you know a Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, I would love for you to tag her, because I will invite her to be on my podcast, because we need more of our Latinas to show up, show out, and stand tall. Poder, el poder de la Latina ahorita está empezando. No hay que tener miedo. Hoy es el día. Vamos a hacer algo juntas. Mujeres de Éxito, si conocen a alguien que también es mujer de éxito, y acuérdense que el éxito es solo mental. Un éxito puede ser que una persona hizo algo que no podía hacer antes. ¿Ok? Que llegó a una meta, que logró la meta. No le hace, nadie tiene que juzgar qué tan grande o chica es la meta. Es mujer de éxito sin límites. Así es que si conocen a alguien, por favor póngales un tag aquí y mándenmelo, porque me gustaría compartir con ellas que sean un guest. Ah, sí, un guest. Que sean y que se unan conmigo para salir en este podcast. My goodness, guys, I know so many people, I have so many, being that I was a principal, I have a lot of connections that are, they're willing and ready and able to help the Latina and entrepreneur and those that want to be entrepreneurs. Now, if you're not a Latina, does that mean I don't want you? Absolutely not. Absolutely not, guys. Don't ever get that. Just because I'm calling on Latinas doesn't mean I'm not calling on anybody else. But you know what? I am here like I was as a principal, always standing tall, being fearless, and being that trailblazer for the underserved, the underrepresented, and the underdog of us as Latina women. It is time, guys. It is time. And you can tell by my voice that I am extremely passionate about this. So, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. I am so incredibly grateful. Gracias por escuchar. Tengo que decirles que estoy tan agradecida, sumamente agradecida que me están escuchando. Gracias por escuchar. Una vez más, este es Marty Angel, su servidora. This is Marty Angel signing off from Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Woman of Success Without Limits. And once again, today's show was being Latina and no apologies for being Latina. Coming out of the closet, guys. Coming out of the dark. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.